With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a link has been discovered between McDonald's Quarter Pounders and a deadly E. coli outbreak. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
McDonald's Quarter Pounders have sickened at least 49 people in 10 states and claim the life of one person in Colorado, according to the CDC. McDonald's U.S. President Joe Erlinger says the company took Quarter Pounders off the menu Tuesday in affected regions.
I want to say to our consumers that you can confidently go to McDonald's.
The FDA and McDonald's believe slivered onions from a single supplier are the culprit, while the USDA is investigating the meat. Erlinger made his comments on NBC's Today Show. I'm Julie Walker.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says Apple and Goldman Sachs must pay millions for mishandling Apple Card transactions.
The Bureau says Apple failed to send tens of thousands of Apple Card disputes to Goldman. And when such customer disputes were reported, the investment bank did not follow federal requirements for investigating. The agency says many consumers faced long waits to get their money back from disputed charges, and in some cases saw damages to their credit reports. Beyond penalties and relief to those impacted, the agency is barring Goldman from launching another new credit card unless it can prove the product will comply with the law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. says 3,000 North Korean troops have deployed to Russia and are training at several locations, calling the move very serious and warning that those forces will be fair game if they go into combat in Ukraine. The deployment raises the potential for the North Koreans to join Russian forces in Ukraine and suggests expanded military ties between the two nations. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 409 points. This is SRN News. How many genders are there?
According to the Government of Scotland, the answer is 24. The ruling Scottish National Party has just released new guidelines for public organizations in the country that maintains there are 24 separate gender identities, including pangender and autigender. A lot of Scots are mocking the guidelines, and Tory Party spokesman Tess White says, quote, "Wasting time and resources on this shows how disconnected the SNP government are from the real world." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania has the biggest Jewish population of any swing state, and any shift could have enormous implications in a state decided by narrow margins the past two presidential elections. Now polls are indicating that many Jews who've always voted Democrat are planning to cast their ballots for Republican Donald Trump next month. His friendliness toward Israel during his first term is the primary reason. This is SRN News. It's often a difficult task locating old toys.
Before the National Toy Hall of Fame inducts a new class each fall, officials at the upstate New York attraction have to figure out how to showcase the honorees, and it's not easy. The hall aims to show how toys have evolved, so it displays older versions alongside the new ones. If they are lucky, they might find vintage versions in the archives at the Strong National Museum of Play, which houses the hall. But for other toys, the search takes them to auctions, the internet, and believe it or not, good old-fashioned garage sales. Jason Walker reporting.
Britain's King Charles III and his wife Queen Camilla have arrived in Samoa ahead of a biennial summit of 56 leaders of Commonwealth countries. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.